Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Navigating the Awakening. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the Internal Light Meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. With each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images. And allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with healing, brilliant white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, as it removes all heavy, negative, or dark energies. And allows your heart to be filled with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness, releasing any energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now see your light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it spreads throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies, allowing each and every breath to ground you, to reconnect you, to revitalize and rejuvenate you. Allowing for the light to flow into each and every red blood cell that passes through your lungs and your heart. Allowing the healing energies to flow throughout your body, being carried to every extremity. And now see this light as it fills your chest completely, as it now moves up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through the palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see the light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see the light as it moves down into the diaphragm and the stomach, bringing healing to these organs of deeper breaths, digestion, assimilation. Continue to see the light as it now flows into the small intestine and the large, activating healing within these organs of digestion and release. Continue to see the light as it flows into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. Continue to see the light as it now flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing healing energies to these parts of your body that are consumed with regeneration and elimination, giving them strength, empowering you, giving you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now see the light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, and your ankles, moving into the soles of your feet, feeling you completely with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with your highest and your best. Continue to see the light as it now flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be reused, recycled by Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now continue to see this light as it fills the body completely, as it now moves out through each and every pore in your body. You are filled with light and now surrounded with light, allowing all of the colors of the rainbow to be seen within this light, all of the frequencies of energy that are needed for each and every organ, tissue, or cell, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, to allow every aspect of you to be brought into balance, to be aligned with the universal forces of creation, to be retuned, allowing for harmony within and without. Continue to see this light as it grows throughout the space that you are in, feeling it completely with healing energies of love, of light, of harmony, of peace, of joy, of abundance, of all that is good. Continue to see the light as it spreads through the walls, the floor, the ceiling, the barriers, wherever you are, passing through with ease, moving out into the community, the town, the village, the city, the space that you are existing in at this time. Allowing for the light to heal, to rebalance, to bring into harmony all beings that it comes in contact with. Allowing for the light to continue to spread throughout your city, your state, your country, and now spreading throughout the world. Allowing for all of our lights to join together as one, no matter where we are. Allowing the light to be infused within the earth, connecting with our subterranean family, moving out into the air, the atmosphere that surrounds the earth, and beyond, moving into the universe, the multiverse, reconnecting with our light family, the universal light of Source. Allow for each and every one of us to be aligned, to be in oneness, to be in love, to release all energies that no longer serve us, and to allow our hearts to be reconnected, to allow our world to be brought into harmony, balance, and peace, mirroring the image, the frequency, and the vibration that we hold within our hearts of healing, oneness, love, and light. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with me. Very beautiful. These get more and more intense each and every week. I love it. We will now begin our discussion on the sacred circle and the journey of the soul. We will pick up our discussion on the body universe next week. Please continue to work with the frequencies that we have already covered in previous shows. After our break, we will discuss the Raven people in more detail. We are now completing the sacred hoop of life, and therefore, we are revisiting the Raven people to end where we began. And we will get right into it after the break. Some fascinating information on that. At this time, I would like to bring you a message from Spirit. This is going to be very deep, so you might want to grab a pen and paper to take some notes. You can always revisit this information by either going to the OM Radio archives or by tuning into iHeartRadio or on my website at awakenthehealing.com, which this show will be posted there several weeks from now. There is a 4-week delay between the live show and the posting of it on our website. But all shows do get posted on our channel at Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. So now to discuss the sacred journey of the soul is also to discuss the sacred hoop of life, also known as the sacred circle. Remember, early on, I talked about our language and how we use different terminology to describe the same things. This is going to be something you need to become very aware of, because as you study and learn new things, you will also find that this is true. Everyone is using different words to describe the same thing. And this is called distortion, and this is a product of our verbal language. It becomes a problem, and especially across translations, it causes even more distortion. So we have to become aware of the fact that we are speaking of the same things, just using different terminology, and then not fighting about it. The information that we are about to cover can be a bit mind-boggling, and that is the best way I can put it. Just keep your heart open and feel through the information. I assure you, over time, it will all begin to make more sense. But if you find yourself struggling to understand these concepts, then just take a few deep breaths and allow the energy to flow. Just tuck it all away for a later time. The pieces will start to fit together. When we discuss deep topics like this one, then we need to move through them very slowly, just as we are doing with the body universe. There is no way to have a complete discussion on this information because it is infinite. We are attempting to expand your awareness and simply invoke your memory because it is all within you. It has been buried over what we call time. But as you hear it and allow it to enter your heart space, then it will begin to spark your memory. And for some, it will feel like a knowing right away. You will just know that it is right. But for others, it may sound very far-fetched because you have been away from this knowledge for a very long time. but it is all within you, and we are only attempting to awaken it. So now let's begin our discussion on the journey of the soul, according to the wisdom teachings. Now, we are looking at the wisdom teachings, and these come from all over the world, from many different sources, backgrounds. And they all pretty much agree on certain things, many things to be surprising about, really. They say that your soul must complete a certain number of incarnations within a specific star system. This is the way you learn and begin to adapt to a different aspect of reality. Your goal through these incarnations is to become whole, to reunite with source energy in every way. But every star system has its own classroom, if you will. They are learning different things in different places. Now, if I have already lost you, I'm trying to keep this very uncomplicated, so please just follow me. Each star system has different sets of guidelines that you must meet in order to pass, if you will, that star school. The native people around the world speak of this in their own terms. This is a universal concept, and this knowledge of life on other planets was the norm for our ancient cultures, including Native Americans. Now, Aborigines speak of their children being taken off planet to learn from other people that come from different places in the galaxy or the universe. And this is well known among the Aborigines. You have the Dogon tribe in Africa that speak of their ancestors coming from the Dog Star. And so as you study the ancient cultures, you will find this to be very fascinating, that they all have something to say about people that come from the stars. Now, the native people called them the Star Nations because they were aware of many different people that came from the stars. The Kachinas were the name that they gave them, and they were of the Star Nation, and they were teachers of the Native American people. Now, today, this concept has been completely lost. We no longer believe in any life other than that which is on planet Earth. And there is much life on planet Earth that we are completely unaware of as well. But today we are supposed to be more intelligent at this time. According to our modern day education, this is the idea that they give us. But in truth, we are far more ignorant, and we are suffering for this loss of knowledge. Our ancestors were far more intelligent, and they knew many things that we have forgotten at this time. They were aware of many different things that we have currently lost in our modern day education. The ancients spoke of this time that we live in as a time of darkness on our planet. They foresaw this, and they also spoke of the time of the awakening, when souls would begin to reconnect to the light of source, to be reconnected to the whole once again. And this is actually the time that we are living in. Earth is a school, and it has been a school that has taught about separateness and the shadow energy that dwells within us all. It is considered a non-sacred planet because of this, according to esoteric astrology, because the earth herself is an entity, and she has not overcome her own shadow. And so the people on the planet represent the consciousness of the earth. And you will find that what is a collective issue is also an issue for Mother Earth. And so as we move into the new year of 2024, and we have lots going on here, Pluto is moving into Aquarius, and officially you can say we have begun that transit because Pluto moves very slow, but the energy is already shifting. And as that planet moves into Aquarius, then the people, the collective consciousness of Mother Earth, begin to experience more of their shadow energy. And this is why the ancients spoke to us of cleansing the shadow. And that at this time that we are in, it is most important for people to begin to work on their shadow energy, because it is a cleansing time for Mother Earth. And she is moving into her higher dimension. So she must move through this phase. And so that means if we're incarnated on this planet, we have to do the same. So when you enter the sacred hoop of life on this planet, you will move through a series of 12 different aspects of the sacred circle. And this includes many different things, And we just don't have time to go into all of that right now, but we will definitely touch on this later. This is the sacred circle, or the astrological birth chart, that is divided into 12 sections or houses. Now, when you complete the lessons of your soul's journey here, you will become whole and experience a state of oneness, which is the 13th dimension, the complete circle. This is considered reconnecting to Source once again and completing Earth School. Now, this could take souls a matter of millions of years, or it could take hundreds of thousands of years or less. But usually there are many, many thousands of incarnations that we experience on this planet, because we go through every form of life, okay? So now, as you can see, this is an extremely deep subject. And I don't want to get off onto a tangent. I want to keep your attention on the sacred circle and the journey of the soul that you are on at this time. When we discuss the different people, the raven people, the deer people, and so on, we are connecting to our star family. The ancients teach us that every life form on this planet came from another place. They teach us that Earth is a depository for all life forms that came from all over the universe. The native people were guardians of these life forms. So each animal, plant, and mineral totem that we discuss came from somewhere else. This is why it connects you to your star family. And in this incarnation, you are experiencing that aspect of your greater self of source energy. Your job is to integrate the information and excel at developing these different qualities that are within you. You are literally made up of mineral, plant, and animal life. And the place where you entered into the sacred hoop of life was dominated by a certain frequency, which has certain qualities. These frequencies manifest the qualities that you are learning about. And through reconnecting to your totems, you are reintegrating this information. You are being activated and reconnected to the sacred hoop of life. This is all happening simply through the experience of hearing this knowledge. The part you play is in either receiving it or rejecting it, because we do live in a free will universe. You can decide to be reconnected or to continue to live in a state of separation consciousness, because your soul needs more experience there. You need to learn something there. Now, the way that you activate this knowledge within yourself is to begin to put it into practice by using the minerals, plants, and knowledge of your animal totems. For the last several thousands of years, we have been living in a state of separation consciousness. We have believed that we are separate from everything else. And this has caused us to fall into darkness. This is what the ancients saw, and they were trying to warn us about it for a very long time. But it is something that we as a collective desire to learn from. But now is the time for the awakening. And in this time, we can choose to reconnect to our higher selves and to develop our powers and gifts to become powerful beings once again. This is absolutely fascinating information that we are covering here. And I want you all to take it in, take it into your heart. Allow your heart to give you discernment on the information, because some of it sounds far-fetched to some of you, and to others, you are saying, I absolutely knew that already. So this is how we are all moving through our awakening. It is very personal. It's very individual. And all of this information is simply to help you reconnect to your knowing, reconnect to your higher self, and to help you integrate once again back into the sacred hoop of life, the sacred circle. And through many different ways, we will come at this and help you to integrate the information. Now, after our station break, we will continue our discussion on the Raven people. Again, it's a fascinating time to be on the planet. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. We will now complete the sacred hoop of life by revisiting the Raven people. We must end where we began. For those of you who are unaware, we introduced the Raven people in show number 2, entitled To Be Enlightened. So now we will look more deeply into the people who were born between September 23rd and October 23rd. These people belong to the Butterfly Clan, and by entering the sacred hoop of life at this time, this initiated them into the air element, and they are called Raven people. This is Native Earth Astrology. Let me say this first. We started with the Raven people because it was their season. We were in their solar return when we began this show. This is a message from the universe that Raven people are being called to awaken at this time. I will now dive deeper into the aspects of the Raven people that we did not cover in show number 2. As a reminder, you were born under the Duck's Fly Moon. Your mineral totem is Jasper, specifically the Bloodstone. And your plant totem is Mullein. And your animal totem is, of course, the Raven. Let's start with your mineral, the Bloodstone. We cannot say enough about this stone. People of ancient times believed that this form of Jasper had the power to transfer the heat of the sun. This is why another name for bloodstone is heliotrope, which means sun reflecting. This is something I shared with you before. But now we will look deeper into this aspect. We just spoke about the 12 parts of the sacred hoop of life, or what some call the astrological birth chart. This is all about the sun, which represents the circle of the soul. Raven people, you have the power to access the energy of the sun. The Red Hawk people have this connection with the sun as well. And when you look at the sacred circle or hoop, these people are opposite of you. This is important that you study the people, everyone I'm speaking to here. You need to study the people who are opposite of you in the sacred hoop. You are aspects of one another, like yin and yang. The bloodstone is a magical stone. And so are you, Raven people. This form of jasper is believed to give its wearer power over bad spirits. It is considered to be a stone that gives blessings to its owner and protects them. Jasper placed in water and left in the morning sun is thought to have particularly good benefits for you. This stone is attributed with keeping its owner youthful, attracting wealth, and having the ability to tap into universal forces, along with a long list of attributes that we spoke of the first time we visited this stone. Now we dive deeper. Let's talk about an ancient papyrus scroll that was found buried in Egypt, discussing the magical powers of the bloodstone. This is called the Leiden Papyrus, and it was translated from ancient Greek to Latin and then to English. So, you know, whenever we translate something, we've lost something in translation. But this is what it says thereabouts in English, and it's about the bloodstone. The world has no greater thing. If anyone have this with him, he will be given whatever he asks for. It also assuages the wrath of kings and despots, and whatever the wearer says will be believed. Whoever bears the stone, which is a gem, and pronounces the name engraved upon it, will find all doors open, while bonds and stone walls will be rent asunder. Unquote. This is the type of power that bloodstone in ancient times was known for. Now, remember what I said to you all, that you are made up of the characteristics, the attributes of your mineral, plant, and animal totems. Raven people, you are the embodiment of all the attributes of your mineral totem, the bloodstone. These powers are within you because this stone is part of your energy, specifically the deeper parts of you that are unseen. You must begin to awaken the deeper parts of you. I want you to do some research on the jasper stones, Raven people, and you'll find that the power of the bloodstone was known to the ancient Egyptians, Babylonians, Greeks, ancient Chinese, and many other places around the world, including native people in North America. All of these ancient cultures had something very unbelievable to say about the bloodstone. This is over a span of thousands of years. So something has to be true because it is across the board. Everyone is saying something extremely powerful about this stone. This is very important for you to know, Raven people, because you can access these powers within yourself. They must be cultivated because they are within you in seed form. But remember, everyone has this power within them because we are all part of the sacred hoop of life. But the Raven people have a larger dose of it. You are of the air, and you have a strong connection to the sun. And this is why the other name for bloodstone is heliotrope, sun reflecting. You can reflect the energy of the sun and activate the powers of the sun. Even in some ancient writings, they talk about bloodstone, the wearer or the one who works with that stone, having the ability to create eclipses. So this is all very esoteric in some way and very unbelievable. But as we begin to tap into the powers that we hold within us, then you're going to find that many of these things that you've heard are true. And as unbelievable as it might sound, you have some extreme powers within you. And this is why you cannot access these powers until you become of a higher frequency. Because just think about it. Lower frequency beings that had that kind of power, they would try to dominate the world. Everybody is pinky in the brain, you know, running around wanting to take over the world. What's our new plan today, brain? You know, take over the world. We do this every day. So if anyone can access these energies, these powers, then it would be destruction. It would be absolute havoc and destruction on the planet. But you have to reach a certain frequency. And this is where we're going to talk about the DNA that is within you being activated, because there are codes. We talked about this before. The light codes that are within you that have to be activated. And the sun is responsible for activating your light codes. Now, the sun does it all the time. But now we are living in a time when universal forces, everything around you is activating you, because it is the time to awaken. And when we reflect on what season we live in, when we look at the larger scheme of humanity that has been on the planet for millions of years, according to the ancients, only a few thousands of years, according to our science and what is accepted in our scientific world, which is absolutely absurd. When you go back and you find that there are temples and places that you can't even carbon date, it is so old. And not to mention the places they're finding under the water. Just fascinating, absolutely fascinating. So the native people tell us that this planet has gone through many different forms of destruction, what we would call destruction, where humans were wiped out off the planet at least 5 times. I believe this is the 5th, actually, world that we're in, the native speaker. And so this is why when I spoke of the Raven people the first time, we talked about this very briefly. But I told you that this is a very, very important time that you are on this planet. Because in previous times, when humanity went through this shift, this change, everybody got wiped out on the surface. And that's why we have subterranean people. And this is what the native people knew about. They knew about the subterranean races. And once again, this is, you know, unheard of in our time that we're living. But ancient people spoke of the people who lived under the earth and that they were advanced. And there's not just people, but there are certain animals that became advanced as well. And some of them are reptiles. So this is knowledge that has been lost and forgotten. And as we tap into it, it will begin to resurface and you will be led to information. And if you truly want to know more, then your higher self will guide you to the information to help you find it so that you will have proof that this is true. There's not just conspiracy theory. This is truth. There are scrolls. There are temples. There are too many forms of proof out there that tell you what this earth has gone through and how humanity has developed. Now, we're in this form once again of reestablishing ourselves, trying to reconnect ourselves to the universe and to our memory, because we go through this loss of memory when we're reincarnated. And so as we study and learn more about the Raven people, all the different people, the different clans, and the powers that you hold within you, then some of this stuff will just sound far-fetched and outrageous. But as you begin to study, you will see where we get all of these fantastic ideas for these amazing movies. They really are based in truth. We call them science fiction, but it is based in truth, because they say that reality is more fantastic than anything that we can make up. So we get these ideas from something that has happened. And as we continue to move forward, I'm excited to bring more and more of this type of information to you and share with you some of the places you can go to find it. So specifically speaking to the Raven people and about the powers of the Bloodstone, I want you to remember that you are made up of this mineral. And so it is active within your DNA. This is why the Native people, the messages, the visions that came through to be shared with Sun Bear is showing you this information. So this is just one part of the circle. As we continue to touch on different people from around the world, you're going to start to see you fit into many different aspects. And all of them apply. All of them apply in some way because we are all made up of these things. Now you have the power to reflect the energy of the sun. And when you begin to activate these powers within yourself, you will see that to be true. And I shared a little bit with you about my own journey in this. And if we have time today, then I will share more with you about that. But it is extremely powerful what is sitting dormant within you. And it is our job to begin to reconnect to this information and begin to put it into practice. So remember all of the things that we spoke of before about the Bloodstone. You can go back to that number two, our show, to be enlightened, to just be refreshed on that, and then reconnect it to this information here. But remember what I just spoke to you about the Leiden papyrus and the powers of the Bloodstone. It is a magical stone, and you are magical beings. Now, I'm going to come back to this in just a moment. I want to now go over the attributes of the Raven, because we did not cover this information in the first show on the Raven people. Let's learn more about your animal totem. The Raven is usually an all-black bird with a wedge-shaped tail. It is usually as large as a red hawk. Now, isn't that interesting? Because that is directly across from you, remember, in the circle. It's about 25 inches in length with a wingspan of up to 54 inches. The wings are long and pointed. The bill is large and heavy. The nostrils are covered with bristly feathers that are called philoplumes. Ravens usually have a tuft of feathers at their throat, and in the species known as the white-necked ravens, this tuft is white. Ravens are found all over the world, but the largest numbers are found in the United States. Their song is a loud croak. They are omnivorous, eating vegetables, small animals, young birds, garbage, and carrion, which is dead flesh. Ravens are sometimes aggressive, but most often wary. They are intelligent birds who know how to drop shellfish from the air in order to break the shells to get the flesh out. Ravens are group-oriented and very defensive of their territory. They will attack hawks, owls, and even eagles who intrude on their space. The gypsy people particularly admire crows and ravens because of their loyalty to their tribe. And they also know of this bird as being very magical. It is said that these birds hold tribal councils, and if the birds go against the laws of the tribe, they will commit suicide by dropping from a high place. Some ravens pair for life and others don't. They build large nests of sticks on large ledges or near tops of trees. They lay 5 to 7 eggs, which are greenish in color with brown spots. To the native people, ravens are thought of as birds of balance between man and nature. Almost all tribes have a legend about the raven. In all of these legends, the raven begins as a white bird whose color was changed either as a punishment or in an effort to assist humanity, usually by trying to put out the fire that threatened to destroy the people of the earth. This duality in the legends illustrates the duality of the raven people. To some, the raven is a bad omen, and to others, it is a very fortunate one. They have attributed ravens with bringing dark clouds as well as withholding the storm. Now, this is all perspective, because for those that desire to destroy humanity, it is a bad omen to see a raven. But for those who have been praying for help, then it is a good sign, a good omen when you see a raven, that help is here. The raven is known as the messenger of the gods. They bring you the messages of the higher realms. And when we began this show, Navigating the Awakening, we ushered it in with the energy of the raven. And this is a sign from the universe. It is a very potent manifestation. Because I was supposed to start this show way back in May, and we didn't start it until late September. And it was just because of everything that was going on in the universe. So it wasn't supposed to start then. It was supposed to start with the energy of the raven. And guess what? I just happen to be a raven person. So look at all of the synchronicities there. They are manifestations. They are clear messages from the universe. So I would have to say that this is a big sign that the universe has heard the prayers of humanity when they are asking for help. Because we truly are in a time on the planet where we need to raise the vibration and bring the human family back to a state of oneness. It is now time for raven people to awaken. We need the ravens that are ready to protect humanity because the duality is real. When raven people are in balance, then they are masters of creating. They are infused with the energies of their mineral totem. Balance is the key for raven people. When these people are out of balance, then you will see the exact opposite. They will be selfish and unconcerned with the struggles of others. They can be very depressing people to be around. And this is why they do need their plant totem, mullein. And mullein is a beautiful plant. It is very good for your lungs, for your throat, for all of the parts of you, raven people, that can help to bring you back into balance. So we spoke of the mullein in more detail in the first show, so you can revisit that because I would not like to repeat that again. Just know that the mullein is a very soothing herb and it gives you the quality to be soothing, raven people. You have that quality. You can heal the ills of people that have been caused by many different things. You help people find balance in their lives when you are in balance. And so balance is the key for you, raven people. Balance is the key for you. Now, the key for all of us is to reconnect to the sacred hoop of life and to embody the attributes of our totems because we are made up of the energy of our totems. This is how we are formed. We are formed of minerals, or our body is full of minerals. We are formed of the earth, which has the plant substance within it, the energies. We have the genes, the genetic coding of the plants within us. This is why some people literally grow bark on their skin. And if you don't know anything about that, it's fascinating research. Go and check it out. Because we hold within us all of the genetic codes of everything that is on the planet. Others grow tails. And we go through, in the embryonic stages of formation, we grow through all these different forms of the animals that are on the planet. So it's fascinating. It just shows you that we truly are connected. And this connection is in our oneness. It is about frequency. Everything the ancients teach us is about frequency, that we become who we are through our frequency. So we are always choosing which frequency we are on. And that turns us into a different kind of being. So Raven people and all other people need to be conscious of the frequency, the energy that you are carrying. Is it coming from the higher self or is it coming from the lower self? We are in a time that the universe is giving us the opportunity to become better, to become stronger, to become our true divine selves. And in that is magic. In that is what the ancients call magic, because when we are in our oneness, when we are reconnected to source energy, we are extremely powerful beings. So now quickly I'll share with you some of the experiences that I've had with the connection with the sun. Now, long before I knew anything about this information, I started my journey. And consciously, I started my journey at 19 years of age. Consciously. Before that, I was always connected to spirit. But it wasn't until I turned 19 that spirit put me on a journey and said, now you get to choose. Before that, they would tell me what to do, what it was I was supposed to be doing. So I never really made a choice. I would ask them, am I supposed to do this or am I supposed to do that? And they say, well, you should do this. And of course, I would do what they suggested. So as I went forward in my life and spirit continued to guide me, they led me to the internal light meditation. They taught me how to do this. And I shared this with you as well. But when I started to do it, I began to connect to the sun. And as I told you, I could feel the sun before it would rise in the morning. My whole body would vibrate. And I knew the sun was going to rise. And in that, at the same time, the birds would start to sing. So the connection to universal forces, when you begin to realign yourself, they say, if you truly want to become spiritual, you need to become natural. You have to remove all of these toxins from our body, all of the things that disconnect us from nature. We have to go back to nature. And because it holds the codes, those things activate us. And when we take in toxins, those things do the same thing. They activate us to be unnatural. So I am calling for all of the people of the Sacred Hoop of Life to reconnect to your higher self, to become your higher self, and begin to infuse these attributes into your life daily. You will find that your life will become magical. I want to thank you for joining me for another incredible show. Tune in next week as we discuss the clans of the Sacred Circle and the responsibilities you have as a member of that clan. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.